It's 8 a.m. Eastern, March the 13th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down slightly at $73,178. ETH is down slightly at $4,049. And Binance Coin is up 1.5% at $594. Those are your leaders by market cap. Top gainers in the last 24 hours, Toncoin up 22%, Thorchain up 17%. Well, Coinbase is taking advantage of its soaring stock price and the crypto market rally by announcing a plan to sell $1 billion in convertible senior notes to institutional investors. These notes, maturing in 2030, aim to address existing debts and operational expenses. Investors can convert these notes into Coinbase Class A stock or cash. Well, Bitcoin ETFs experienced a record-breaking day on Tuesday with over $1 billion in net inflows, according to data from BitMEX Research. This marks the highest inflow in both Bitcoins and dollar terms since the ETFs began trading in January. Researchers noted that Bitcoin's surge in price to above $74,000, coupled with the record ETF inflows, suggests significant activity from institutional investors. BlackRock saw a record $849 million in inflows, while Grayscale experienced outflows of $79 million. Well, Thailand's cabinet has given the green light for tax exemption on crypto earnings to boost fundraising through investment tokens. Under this exemption, profits from investment tokens subject to the 15% capital gains tax won't be included in income tax calculations, eliminating double taxation. The Director General of Thailand's Revenue Department emphasized the significance of digital tokens for investment, presenting them as a tool for business fundraising. The move follows Thailand's recent approvals of tax benefits for crypto firms and users. Well, a recent U.S. government study found that existing intellectual property laws are sufficient to address copyright and trademark concerns related to NFTs. The study, conducted by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office and the U.S. Copyright Office, was requested by the Senate in June of 2022. Despite some stakeholders expressing worries about trademark misuse and infringement on NFT platforms, the study concluded that no changes to current laws or registration practices are necessary. It goes so far as to suggest that enacting NFT-specific legislation could hinder the evolving technology. More on NFTs, Yuga Labs, the studio behind Bored Ape Yacht Club, accused artist Ryder Rips of deliberately destroying private keys to his wallets containing RRBAYC NFTs to evade a court injunction. Yuga Labs filed a request for court sanctions against Rips, alleging bad faith actions. In response, Rips denied the claim, stating he complied with the injunction and lost access to the wallets. The legal dispute stems from the court's ruling last October, deeming RRBAYC NFTs as an infringement of Yuga Labs' trademark. Despite the court order for Rips to dispose of the NFTs, he disclosed destroying wallet keys in December to prevent inadvertent engagement with the assets. Yuga Labs contends that Rips still owns the NFTs and questions the validity of his explanation, noting his continued wallet activity after the injunction date. And finally, crypto clearinghouse ClearToken has secured $10 million in seed investment from institutional investors. The company plans to offer preliminary settlement services in the UK this year, subject to regulatory approval. The company's model focuses on horizontal clearing and settlement for digital assets, allowing participants to trade across multiple venues, streamlining clearing and settlement activities. The CEO appraised the UK's progressive legislative program and its global leadership in clearing services as factors for contributing to the jurisdiction's suitability for hosting the digital asset clearinghouse. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.